bed and you have no money, big anxiety, right? Everyone's experience. So his little boy, somehow or other, got some tamarind seeds. And he said, "Here, Daddy." And they became gold. Became gold. His son. Turned the tamarind seeds into gold. Just near his house, I've been to his house, there's a hill. It's a Durga Mandir. Now it's Dasami, right? Navaratri Dasami. On that hill, maybe half a mile away, was a Durga temple. And little Madhvacharya, I forgot what he was called, Pola Pragya, he would go and play on that hill. And sometimes his mother, "Where's the boy gone? Where's the boy gone?" She would call him. In one jump, he'd jump half a mile. And he would say, "Mummy, what do you want?" "Oh, what a wonderful boy." So, as he grew up, he became a prodigious scholar. He was Shrutidhar. Whatever he heard was programmed in his hard disk. He's fully memorized. So he became a prodigious scholar. And of course he was teaching, actually even defeated his own father. His father was giving a class and he couldn't think of the word. And his son said, "This is the word, Father." So even his father was amazed at his own son. There's many stories about his childhood, but he became famous to teach that the soul and God is different. Whereas the prevailing philosophy of Shankaracharya was Advaitavad. He was teaching Dvaita, that there's always a difference between us and God. Nityo Nityo Nam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, Eko Bahanam Viradati Kama. And of course there's many stories. He had many disciples and he was systematically defeating the followers of Shankaracharya. Although they tried fair means and foul to defeat him. One time they stole all his books. He had all his books stolen by the Advaitavadins. Still he could defeat them all. One time he was sitting by the sea with some of his disciples overlooking the harbour at Udupi. It was a very windy day. And when it's a windy day and the sailing boats are sailing, then anything can happen. Have anyone been sailing? It's very dangerous. Big waves, big wind. And Madhvacharya, he could see this boat was drifting onto the rocks. You know, a merchant ship from Dwarka has come down the coast and bringing who knows what? Gopi Chand. Was drifting on the rocks. So Madhvacharya, he signaled, "Go this way, this way, this way." Somehow the wind changed. Can you believe it? Son of Vayu. Somehow the boat was saved. Impossible. And the boat came right up on the beach. And Madhvacharya went down to meet the captain. And the captain was so thankful to him. "Oh, whatever you want, I'll give you. You saved my whole cargo, you saved my boat, you saved everything. What do you want?" "Oh, give me a lump of Gopi Chand." "That lump. Big lump." "Oh, okay." They tried to lift this lump of Chandan. They couldn't. Nobody could lift it. So Madhvacharya went into the hold of the boat, and he picked up the lump single-handedly. and he carried it. And it dropped, and there was Udupi Krishna, beautiful deity of Krishna, holding a stick. And what else? What else did he hold a stick?
Sweet.
Sweet, yeah. And that was the, became the deity of his mutt, Madhvacharya Sampradaya mutt. They have a rotation of sannyasis. Every how many years? Every so many, 8 years or so. Another sannyasi is in charge of the mutt. And there's 12 sannyasis. Goes on like that. They're very nice. If Hare Krishna devotees go there, they're very respectful. They give us nice prasadam. Give us all respects. Because Lord Chaitanya visited there. He preached to them. So, one time, Madhvacharya, he wanted to go and meet Vyasadeva, because he'd written his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And he thought, I must get my commentary on Bhagavad Gita blessed by Srila Vyasadeva. Srila Vyasadeva ki.
Jai.
So he was on his way to Bhadrakashram, and there were so many problems on the way. And one Muslim king, he was excavating a huge lake, and he saw these disciples, Balvacharya and his disciples, and he enlisted them to dig the lake. But he, so much he fell in love with Madhvacharya that he also became very respectful, and he let them go. One time, they came through the forest, and they could see dacoits, bandits. They were going to ambush them, him and his disciples. So what did Madhvacharya do? Or every one of the whole group, maybe 20, 30, became invisible. The dacoits were looking, they couldn't see them. Wow. They walked right past. One time when he was preaching in near Udupi, one big wrestler came to challenge him. They heard he was very strong. And Madhvacharya said, all right, you can challenge me. And he defeated everyone in India, this wrestler. So Madhvacharya, he put the big toe of his left foot like this on the ground. He said, okay, you lift it. You lift it. The guy was straining to lift his foot. Couldn't lift it. He was defeated. Srila Madhvacharya ki.
Jai.
One time he was invited to banana eating contest. Yes. As in India, bananas are very big. South India, big bananas, no? How many bananas did he eat on the first contest?
120.
Huh? 108. Huh?
1,000.
2,000. And on the second contest?
5,000.
3,000. 3,000. Prabhupada writes in the purport, it said that his fire of digestion was just like a blowtorch. It could digest any amount. Because you know who he was in previous incarnation? Bhimsen! And he went to Kurukshetra with his disciples. And all the disciples said, where did you hide your club, Bhimsen? We want to see your club. Because they knew he was Bhimsen. He said, all right. And he walked around Kurukshetra field and he said, dig here. And they dug, pulled out a huge club of Bhimsen. And he showed it to everybody. And then he put it back underground. Then they proceeded up to various miracles. One time, his leading disciple was attacked by a tiger. Do you know how big tigers are? They're so strong, they can just knock off your head with one blow. Or just your head will be knocked off. They're so strong. They're about 9 feet long. They weigh about almost a ton. And Prabhupada, in Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada said that Madhvacharya personally separated the tiger and his disciple. And the tiger ran off with his tail between his legs, frightened. So this was another story. So they went up to see, he went up to see Vyasadeva twice. So I've forgotten which time, but a very remarkable incident. He was going up to see Vyasadeva up the glaciers in the ice and snow, and he was just jumping up higher and higher. And he looked behind, and his faithful disciple was following him. Somehow or other, his faithful disciple had followed him. So Madhvacharya thought, how can my disciple get back? I'm going to stay with Srila Vyasadeva. There's like a Vaikuntha planet up there. Palm trees, lakes, you know, swans, peacocks. There's no not cold up there where Vyasadeva lives. It's very beautiful. It's a different climate, everything. So Madhvacharya thought, how to get my disciple back with the devotees down in the Bhadrak Ashram, where you know most people stay. So what did he do? He took one puff. He blew him all the way back. Srila Madhvacharya ki!
Jai!
So there are many stories. And I feel very happy that we're in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya King.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada King.
Jai.
Thank you very much. So today is the day that Ram killed Ravan. In Bhaktivedanta Manu, you went to the festival?
Not today.
There's a nice festival in Varanasi. The king of Varanasi, they have a big field, and they build a huge, they have like at the manor, big effigy of Ravan. And then the devotees, one devotee takes the part of Ram, shoots a big arrow with flame on it, and then it hits Ravan and immediately explodes and burns. Shri Ram Vijayat Sav King.
Isn't it, Maharaji, that the story of Ramji always wanted to give a chance to Ravan to be all right and return Sita, and he will send Hanuman, then he will send Angad, and I heard that the when Angad reached to Ravan as an ambassador of Ram and requested him to return Sita and become the devotee of Ram, but he started laughing and he says, you don't know how powerful I am, I have all the demigods work for me, Kuber work for me, and all the strongest people is my doorkeeper, Jaya, whatever the name. Then he says, and you monkeys, how can you win me? You are just monkey. Then he says, how can you just even face one of my colleague, one of my warrior? He says, okay, let's do a deal. I put my leg here, like as you said, as I said. If anybody lift my leg from the ground, we'll go back. Ram will go back. And then everybody came and couldn't even move for his leg. Then finally Ravan thought that I'm going to go. Then Angad thought, he's very powerful. He's very powerful. So when he started coming to, he says, why are you touching my feet? You should touch Lord Ram's feet and embarrass him. So he's gone back. And he says, oh, sorry. He's gone back. Very nice story. We're ready. Down, we go down. There's a prasad on the one below floor below the ground floor. The stairs will take you, and somebody's there. You open the door and you go down. We'll have some prasad. And we'll have some katha also.
The swimming pool is ready?
It should not be ready. We can wait for 5 minutes.
He has a room which turns into a swimming pool. Press up a button, no?
Yes.
Is it the room we're going to?
Yeah, but it's the same area. Okay. Same area.
So, please, let's go.
Follow me.
Vishnu Maharaj ki jai!
Who said that? Gurdas Babu King!
We'll follow Alexi Prabhu, so he has to lead us. On the ground floor, there's a door, so you go inside.
Just follow your instructions.